5:37. Just before we go back to your calls on whether cannabis should be decriminalised or indeed legalised, I wanted to return to a subject that we talked about on the show yesterday. The American Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has rejected claims that US holding centres for child migrants separated from parents are like Nazi concentration camps. He told Fox News the zero-tolerance policy was about enforcing border security. Well, President Trump is meeting Republican leaders later to discuss a bill that proposes to curb the policy. Apparently 2,342 children have been separated from 2,206 parents between the 5th of May and the 9th of June. Well, an audio recording in which migrant children in the US can be heard crying for their parents has been released as President Trump remains defiant over this policy. It was released by investigative US media outlet ProPublica today and was said to have been made from inside a US Customs and Border Protection facility. There is a longer clip where you can hear an exchange between Border Force agents and the children. It's on the LBC website now, I think. But let's just hear a section of the recording now. Well, that is heartbreaking stuff, isn't it, when you listen to those children crying, because you just have to put yourself in the position of a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old that has been separated from its parents, and what do you expect them to do apart from be completely traumatised by it? Well, let's get more on this from our US correspondent Simon Marks. This is becoming a massive story, Simon, isn't it?
It is, Ian, an absolutely massive story, and Donald Trump faces problems, not obviously just at the hands of Democrats, who of course are excoriating him for doubling down on this policy of separating children from their parents, but now from a growing number of Republicans. And I think that is a real issue that the Trump administration is going to have to confront. It fell to President Trump's head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, to try and defend the policy in front of the White House press corps late yesterday afternoon here in Washington. And she denied that the government is guilty of child abuse.
We now care for them. We have high standards. We give them meals. We give them education. We give them medical care. There's videos. There's TVs. I visited the detention centers myself. That would be my answer to that question.
There was actually a host on Fox News last night who described these detention camps as holiday camps. She said they were equivalent to boarding schools. But that audio that you've just played, and if you listen to the longer version of that audio, it includes a young girl pleading with border agents to write down her aunt's telephone number while she can still remember it and call her aunt in a bid to try and get that relative to come and pick her up from the detention center. That is fueling the criticism of all of this. As you said, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and he's the man who decided to change this policy. He's the man who could change it back if Donald Trump picked up the telephone and ordered him to do precisely that. He went on Fox News last night and denied that this policy is ripped from the pages of the Nazis.
Well, it's a real exaggeration. Of course, in Nazi Germany, they were keeping the Jews from leaving the country. But this is a serious matter. We need to think it through, be rational and thoughtful about it.
That will, of course, come as a bit of a shock to the relatives of those Jews who were deported from Germany and sent to concentration camps like Theresienstadt in Czechoslovakia and Auschwitz in Poland. Leading the opposition from the Democratic side to all of this is a woman whose voice we don't hear very often on the program these days, the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who slammed Jeff Sessions for arguing that, in fact, there was a biblical defense of this Donald Trump policy that was possible to advance. Here's what Hillary Clinton had to say in New York last night.
Those who selectively use the Bible to justify this cruelty are ignoring a central tenet of Christianity. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children unto me." He did not say, "Let the children suffer."
She's got a bit of a cheek, though, Simon, hasn't she? Given that she, I saw a clip of her yesterday saying something along the lines of, this is back in, I think, 2008, if you're an illegal immigrant, we're coming after you.
Yeah, look, I mean, the Democrats are on extraordinarily shallow and dangerous ground here in attacking Donald Trump, particularly, as we said on the program yesterday, because Barack Obama was known as the deporter-in-chief. He was the president, and Hillary Clinton served him as Secretary of State, who argued that it was important in a bid to try and deter illegal immigrants from entering the United States to be tough and to deport them in record numbers. But this story now, I think, is catching the public imagination for a slightly different reason. First of all, fueled by that audio that we played at the beginning. Secondly, this is a very distinct policy that the Trump administration has followed. Every single one of these illegal immigrants that crosses the border into the United States is now treated as a criminal and faces criminal prosecution. That's why they have to be separated from their families. That is a different way of approaching this problem that Donald Trump has chosen to take than Barack Obama and his predecessors took. And as I said earlier, the real issue that Donald Trump faces now is criticism from his fellow Republicans. The Wall Street Journal, no shrinking violet liberal news organization, in its editorial today says to President Trump, look, you are risking Republican majorities in the House of Representatives and the Senate later this year in midterm elections that will take place in November because the public reaction to what you're doing here is so negative. They urge him to change course and to agree to halt these family separations until some kind of legislative solution can be reached, not insist that these separations will continue to take place in a bid to force change on the part of the US Congress.
Well, Guy in Sussex has just texted me, Simon. He says the migrant child situation in the US is a disgrace, not just heartbreaking. I'm now boycotting all American products. I hope others join me. Well, there you go.
Well, and also, it's worth making the point that in what, I think 4 weeks or so, Donald Trump will be in the UK making that much vaunted visit to Britain and representing, I think it's fair to say, a set of American values that he espouses that are starkly different to those represented by any former president who's set foot on British soil.
I'll tell you what, I bet they're tightening up security at Turnberry for when he goes up there to play a round of golf.
I'll bet they are.
I don't know how you have security around a golf course, but I suspect there might be some fun and games there. Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.